Lunar Rise. By Danny E. Cordova and Jacinda M. Jacoby. Edited by Kathy L. Gottschalk. Read for you by Danny E. Cordova. Chapter 1. Murky streetlights flashed stripes of yellow onto Jenny Dixon's arms and face as she drove through the lower levels of Seaport, USA. Seaport was once two separate cities in two different states, back when they had states. They were called Portland and Seattle. The headlights of her AI vehicle did little to cut through the dense permasmog that always clung to the lower city levels. She often found herself staring at the rearview screen, which displayed swirling patterns of litter and debris that danced hypnotically in the flashing lights behind her speeding vehicle. The streets were deserted these days, except for an occasional self-guided bullet-shaped delivery truck clunking along its programmed route. Their beat-up aluminum sides were always completely hidden by layers of colorful graffiti. Jenny sighed and lounged back in her seat to gaze straight upward through the clear canopy of her Cisco 4 cruiser. High above, the sparkling lights of Upper City stretched into the obscuring mist like a field of stars. She wondered what it would be like to see the real stars at night. She'd heard it had been possible in the distant past, long before she was incubated. She watched the lines of flying cars crisscrossing above her and shuddered involuntarily. Her fear of flying kept her and her car solidly driving on ground level. Even though these streets were far from safe, she sometimes marveled why she didn't have the same fear of her building's elevators. Even mid-city level, where she recently moved to, thanks to her new job, was a long elevator ride up. It was the highest resident level she'd ever attained. Wow, the ride to the upper city levels of the wealthiest citizens must take a good while indeed, she thought. Supposedly it was above the smog layer and afforded views of the sanctioned farmlands outside the city's waterway barriers. She'd seen pictures of the beautiful waterway barriers with their iridescent glow. The floating layers of electromolecular treatment rendered the water less dense and thereby unnavigable by floating objects, a security feature protecting the endangered farmlands. Suddenly, the car slowed to a stop. Cisco, seat upright. She felt the auto-conforming seat back rise in a supportive way, anticipating and aiding her movements. Her commute usually coincided with the 8:15 p.m. train. She hated it, but continued to choose this ground route rather than flying home. Even after a month of commuting to her new job as marketing director at TRE, the nuisance of a delay after her 12-hour workday did not get to her. It was a fact that the delay was in this part of town. Just last week, the local news reported the assault of a woman not far from this train crossing. It had been on the feed ever since. Jenny had taken to wearing a baseball cap for the short trip through the area. She tried not to imagine how many people she couldn't see lurking within the shadows, or how many of them had an electronic disruptor that could stop cars like hers dead in their tracks. She made a great effort to push the number of injuries and deaths related to carjackings in the lower levels out of her mind as her car came to a stop at the train crossing. Besides, she'd always uploaded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?